Congratulations. Today we have a very fortunate day for us, the appearance day of Shivas Thakur. Normally, we don't have a fast on this day, except in the temples where we have the deities. So, therefore, we are very fortunate. We can fast today here in this temple. I'm sure most of you are eager. So, Shivas Thakur is certainly a very important personality for all of us. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Gudroma Kalpatavi says that Shivas Thakur in the market of the holy place, of the holy name, in the marketplace of the holy name, Namahata market, he is the Koshadhyaksha, he is the treasurer. In other words, he has this big stock of very nice, pure, and ecstatic holy names, which he can distribute to us if we have the right currency in exchange. So there are different currencies, and the smallest coin for which one can buy Shudanam, pure name, the real name, in this Namahata, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is Shraddha. So that's the smallest coin, this is the paisa, on this market. If somebody has a golden coin of Prema, you can buy a very nice holy name, Sarva Rasa Siktanama, the name filled with all the rasa. And if you have a silver coin of Bhava, you can buy also a very nice name, Rasa Yukta Nama, or Rasita Nama. So you know that the realization proceeds from Nama to Rupa, to Guna, to Lila, and then to your personal role in the Lila. So the first meeting with Krishna is in the holy name. And then we can see the transcendental form, we can understand the transcendental form of Krishna. And according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this can happen at the level of Nishta. So Nishta is two annas. This is one-eighth of. So if you take this silver coin and you divide it in half, and again in half, and then again in half. So this one little piece, this is nishta. For that you can chant Hare Krishna and see Krishna. So that's after anartha nivritti, when devotional service is fixed, when devotee becomes steady in his devotional service. However, before that, you can meet Krishna in the sounds of the holy name. And that is possible, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Shada Mulya Shudanama. You can buy Shudanam, pure name, by Shada. What is Shraddha? So, by Shraddha, we mean Shuddha Bhakti Shraddha. So, faith that the goal of life is Krishna Bhakti, and the process by which you attain all perfection is also Krishna Bhakti. So, that's Shuddha Bhakti Shraddha. So, basically, if you just put our trust, if you decide, okay, I may have other desires, but I choose that my ultimate goal is Krishna Bhakti. So that's Anya Bilashita Shunyam. That no higher goals other than Krishna and Bhakti. And I have full trust that by Bhakti everything will be achieved. And Bhakti includes everything necessary. So if we trust Kevala Bhakti, Ananya Bhakti, then according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is already a real coin for which we can buy the real name. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if somebody doesn't have even that coin, then if one uses counterfeit money, then one is given Namabhas name. And that may sound quite sad, that you get only a shadow of the holy name. But because this is, like here I have a shadow of a microphone. Okay. So if I have a shadow, I would not be able to use it much. But in case of the holy name, it is so wonderful that even the shadow of the holy name can give everything within this material world and even up to the gate of Vaikuntha, according to Harinam Chintamani. Of course, one thing the shadow of the holy name cannot give, Namabhas, is what? It cannot give us love of Godhead, which is the true goal of life. So therefore, we want to chant the real name. And yes. Yes. I say to the gate of Vaikuntha. So not maybe not Vaikuntha itself, not prema, but to the gate of. I mean, almost, yeah. So no prema. But we want actually love of Godhead, which is the true goal. And it may sound intimidating that we need to chant pure holy name. You must chant pure holy name. However, Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes it more accessible, saying that you can already buy pure holy name, real holy name, Shudanam, for Shraddha. And Shraddha doesn't sound so scary, yes, because after Shraddha comes Sadhu Sangha. After Sadhu Sangha comes Bhajana Kriya. I think we have the VHE seminar from you, from Shraddha to Prema, right? It's on our website, vhe.org. You can go and see, based on Madhurya Kadambini. And then, after Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivriti, removal of the unnecessary obstacles and desires and attitudes from the heart. And then comes Nishtha. But Shraddha is the first thing. So you can see that already in the 60s, Srila Prabhupada in his class says that all of you have already chanted at least one pure name in his lecture. And so if we are working on our consciousness, on our heart, and focus on chanting with trust in the process and in Krishna, then we can hope to collect more and more pure names. Of course, this is such a nice market that now they have a very big promotion. They have a huge promotion, so very special deal, very good deal, Sonderangebot. they have. if you come and buy one holy name, Just yesterday it was, I saw some advertisement, buy one, get two. So it's better. You buy one, and they give you the name, and they return you all the money. So you can at least faith that bhakti is the goal and bhakti is the process. He agrees, and he offers obeisances, and he becomes humble. And because he agrees, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks at him, and he says, okay, he can stay. So there's hope. If we are able to give up the false ego, I have been a brahmachari for my whole life, I've been drinking milk, organic milk. There was no other milk in Navadvip, only organic milk. My whole life, ahimsa, also ahimsa milk, you know, organic ahimsa milk, my whole life. No, he's humble. He says, oh, true, I am, who am I? I need bhakti to enter. So then Mahaprabhu allows him to stay. But you can see that Srivasa Thakur is very merciful, very merciful. In fact, you can see that he even is one of the personalities who was giving blessings to Nimai Pandit. When Nimai Pandit was performing his leela of a great scholar, naughty logician, arguing and defeating everybody, arguing with everybody and defeating everybody, and the Vaishnavas were thinking, oh, it's such a pity. This person has intelligence, he's so brilliant, and he's not practicing Vaishnavism, he's not a Vaishnava. And Srivasa Thakur even asked, he says, look, what's the goal of life? Do you think that grammar is the goal of life? Or logic? Navadvip is a great seat of logic, Navya-nyaya. And when will you become a Vaishnava? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when you bless me, by your blessings it will happen. So he actually says that by your blessings it will happen. And so secretly all these senior Vaishnavas like Srivasa Thakur, he's a senior personality in Mayapur and in Navadvip. He's a senior, one of the senior personalities. So secretly they all think, oh, may he be blessed, may he become a Vaishnava. And they bless Nimai Pandit to become a Vaishnava. And then he becomes, as you know. He goes to Gaya, gets initiation from Ishwarapuri, returns, and he's in ecstasy. And then when he returns, then he sometimes steals the dhotis of Srivasa Thakur and other senior Vaishnavas, and he goes and washes them to do some service. And the Vaishnavas like Srivasa Thakur and others, they find themselves in a dilemma, because a Vaishnava doesn't like to accept service, but on the other hand they want Nimai Pandit to become a devotee, and you cannot become a devotee without serving a Vaishnava. So they want him to become a Vaishnava, so they think it's good if you do accept service. So they're not quite sure what, you know, should they forbid him to wash their dhotis, or should they allow him to wash their dhotis? So, of course, this was before Nimai Pandit fully, completely revealed his godhood, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as you have seen in this nice drama we had on Gaur Purnima. We had nice pastime of this Mahabhav Prakash, Shatpraharya Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing to very clearly to everybody that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's one of the differences between Navadvip Leela and Jagannath Puri Leela, because in Navadvip he acts as the Yuga avatar who brings Yuga Dharma of Nam Sankirtan. Whereas in Jagannath Puri he will focus more on his personal secret purposes of tasting the highest devotion of Brijbasis, and especially, of course, of Radharani. So in Navadvip you can see that he becomes a very ecstatic devotee, and then they engage in the kirtan. Srivasa Thakur and all the other great Vaishnavas, Murari Gupta, Dvaitacharya, Mukunda, and others, they are coming to this kirtan, and behind the closed doors they immerse themselves in ecstasy. So, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls Srivasa Thakur the Kosha Dhyaksha. Kosha, yeah, you have this word, Kosh. Yes? Kosh means basket. right? Basket. So it's a basket, kosh, and adhi aksha, adhi above, aksha ochi, ochi, yeah? Eyes. Adhi aksha, one supervisor. So the basket supervisor. Of course, basket means the basket with gold, not just any basket. It's the gold, you know, basket with money. So kosha adhyaksha, it's a treasurer, one who supervises the treasury. So he is the treasurer of the holy names. He is the one who is giving out the holy names. So if you need any holy names, do you need any holy names, pure holy names? Then he is the treasurer. And he wants to give. You can see he's so eager, sometimes he even is eager to invite somebody who is not quite qualified. And today is his birthday. Where in the Vedic culture, a person gives out gifts and presents and charity. Pray to Shiva's Thakur. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi Lila, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami describes the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with different branches and sub-branches. So Shiva's Thakur is a very important part of this tree. So his branch is described in Adi Lila chapter 10, where, so when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the desire tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he begins, so this is Adi Lila chapter 9 and 10. So chapter 9, he begins by composing a beautiful verse. Tam Shrimat Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagat Gurum Yasyanukampaya Shvapi Mahabdhim Santaret Sukham. I'm offering my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual master of the entire world, Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a dog can swim across a great ocean. Mahabdim santaret sukham, happily and easily. So with Gauranga's mercy, even difficult things become easy. So for a dog, dogs usually don't like to swim altogether. And to swim across an ocean, that's a big challenge for a dog. But if one gets the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no problem. Even a dog, and not just swim, but happily, swim across happily. Of course, we know that some magic is happening. The 10th canto explains that if you just find the correct boat, as soon as you enter the boat, something happens to you, to the space, and to the boat. As soon as you enter the boat, this huge ocean shrinks. Whoop! And it becomes like the puddle in the calf's hoofprint. And what's the boat? The boat is chanting and hearing about Krishna and Krishna's lotus feet. So that's Mahaprabhu's great mercy. And then the 10th chapter, where where many devotees are described, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami composes a beautiful verse. Shri Chaitanya Padamboja Madhupebhyo Namo Nama Katanchida Shrayadyesham Shrapitad Ganda Bhagbhavet. Again, we have a dog here. And it says, so let me repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto the bee-like devotees. So devotees who are like the honeybees, who always taste the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even a doggish non-devotee somehow, katanchit, somehow or other, takes shelter of such devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. He gets a share, shwapi, even being like a dog, one gets a share, tadganda bhagavat, of some flavor of that lotus of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So this is a chapter where Shivas Thakur is described. So if we somehow or other approach such devotee like Shivas Thakur and his followers, then even despite disqualifications, we have good fortune. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Of course, Shivas Thakur is certainly happy when we take part in the kirtan and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in Japa, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because we can see that he is coming with a great desire to make everybody fortunate. This is a quality of a devotee. Among the 26 qualities of a devotee mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is actually coming from Uddhava Gita, Canto 11, where there are actually 28 qualities, you can see that four of these qualities are somehow or other connected with kindness. One is Kripalu, he's merciful. One is he's a well-wisher of everybody. One is he's friendly. And one is he's magnanimous. So four qualities practically speak about kindness. Among the 26 qualities, being kind. And so they stem from taking shelter in Krishna. We know from Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Shivas Thakur is an incarnation of which Krishna's associate?
Narada Muni.
Yes, Narada Muni. So Narada Muni, and Narada Muni, you may remember the story how Narada Muni makes the hunter Mrigari a devotee. So he's usually traveling with his friend. Yeah? He doesn't think, oh, I am a great devotee, I need no friends, I am good myself on my own. He, devotee means he makes friends with devotees. Maitrim yah karoti sa madhyama, at least. So his friend, who is his friend?
Parvada
Muni. So he comes as Shivas Thakur's brother. So there are four Shri devotees. Shivas, Shri Ram, Shri Nidhi, and Shri Pati. The brother of Shivas Thakur, Shri Ram, is said in Gaura Ganadesha Deepika to be Narada Muni's friend, Parvata Muni. So they are great devotees, and they worship the Lord. In Navadvip, they come before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. He is a great devotee of Narasimhadev. He worships Narasimhadev. So our worship of Narasimhadev is quite bona fide. It's quite in line with our Panchatattva and Shivas Thakur. We have some description of how he did not immediately become known as a great devotee, because first apparently he just enjoyed life, and then somebody said that so this is in the drama by Chaitanya Chandradaya Nadaka, is it Chaitanya? No. Chandramrita, Chaitanya Chandramrita, where it is described that somebody, the astrologer told him that your Marana Dasha, the period which can kill you, is coming and you will die. Of course, God can protect everybody, so if you take shelter in God, maybe, who knows, maybe you'll be protected. So he knew when, so he went to the Bhagavad Katha. So actually this was Devananda Pandit's Bhagavad Katha. And he did fall down from a balcony, but he survived. But he took shelter in the Bhagavatam. So he became a great devotee of the Bhagavatam, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says Bhagavatam is the storehouse in the market place of the holy name. So Bhagavatam is very important also for the Yuga Dharma of Nam Sankirtan. It's the storehouse. Some people say that Bhagavatam is 18,000 shlokas long name of Radha Krishna. Iti Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam. So you can argue that this is one long name of Radha and Krishna. And it is very important for chanting properly. Bhaktisiddhanta ji writes that in Bengal, the culture of kirtan is very prominent and universally accepted. However, he says, why do we have so many people who do kirtan but exhibit undesirable behavior? He says, because they accept kirtan without Bhagavad Katha. And he says, just like we don't worship Krishna alone, we worship him with his Surupa Shakti Radharani. In the same way, we do not do kirtan without hearing Bhagavad Katha. So kirtan is like Krishna, and Bhagavad Katha is like the inner potency to make our kirtan chanting the holy names proper and glorification of Krishna proper. So Srivasa Thakur takes shelter of the Bhagavatam, and he becomes a great devotee. So of course we also know that there is another story connected with Srivasa Thakur and Devananda Pandit. Srivasa Thakur would fall into ecstasy in the class of Devananda Pandit, even though Devananda Pandit was not very much of a devotee. He was not a devotee, and he was a scholar of the Bhagavatam. So once Srivasa Thakur fell in ecstasy in the class, and the students of Devananda Pandit just carried him out of the class. And Devananda Pandit didn't stop. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Devananda Pandit is a great offender. He's not going to receive mercy. He's not going to receive Krishna Prema. And only after Devananda Pandit did some service to Vakreshwar, who was dancing in a kirtan, so then Devananda Pandit was protecting the dance of Vakreshwar Pandit. So then, after coming again to Navadvip from Jagannath Puri, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to Devananda Pandit. He gave mercy to Devananda Pandit, forgiving him. And Srivasa Thakur never actually took offense himself. So Srivasa Pandit was so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he said that even dogs in the household of Srivasa Thakur will achieve full perfection and will be fully fortunate. We even have the neighbor of Srivasa Thakur, who was a tailor, and he was a Muslim. Even he received mercy and he developed love of Krishna. He saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so he, in ecstasy, started running down the street screaming, "I have seen! I have seen! I have seen!" I have seen God. And and he didn't allow even his family members to disturb the kirtan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Nityananda became so grateful for this deep devotion of Srivasa Thakur that they said, "We are your sons. We will be your sons." And then they brought back the soul, the spirit of this dead boy, and the dead boy gave some instruction that who is my father, who is my mother. And in previous lives, I was your father and mother. So in which life are you speaking of? Something similar to what happened in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam. Also, Narada Muni brought back the spirit of a dead boy, son of Maharaj Chitraketu. But in the beginning, there is the story of Duki. So this was a maidservant who was bringing water in the household of Shivas Thakur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was coming in the evening, he would take bath. So he would take bath in Shivas Thakur's house. The water was just there. And so obviously somebody is bringing this water. So one day he is asking Shivas Thakur, who is bringing this water? And Shivas Thakur says, this is brought by the maid servant called Dukhi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, never call her Dukhi again. Anybody who is in your household will get all mercy. So you should call her Sukhi, happy. Because Dukhi means miserable and Sukhi means happy. So you should call her happy. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changes your name to happy, I think that's a good sign. And he says that even dogs in Shivas Thakur's household will get all the blessings. So this story somehow rather inspired Niranjana Maharaj very much, because he says, you can see that Dukhi was not trying to push her service and personally come and say, linger, bring the water and just wait a little bit so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu notices her, or bring it as he is there so that, you know, she gets some personal distinction and personal fame in the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he says, because she was so selfless, because she never tried to gain any such distinction in doing this service, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed her. Because obviously, you know, where this water is coming from, somebody is bringing it. So, and he knows it's not Shivas Thakur, he knows it's somebody, but this somebody never shows themselves. So he's asking, who is it? Yeah? So in fact, such selflessness immediately attracts Krishna's attention, because this is the rarest thing. When a person doesn't even want distinction to be noticed, this is the most noticeable thing. When somebody doesn't want to be noticed, this is the most noticeable thing. It's quite rare in this world. So that's Shivas Thakur's household. This is the house of Shivas Thakur. He appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to prepare and to serve him when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. So he is certainly figuring prominently in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in Chaitanya Bhagavat and in all the biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have him in the Panchatattva. There's a quote from Kadachas of Sarup Damodar Goswami that of the Panchatattva, Shivas Thakur can bless you with a pure name. He is the special source of blessings. And Advaita Acharya can bless you with the proper following of the path of Archana, worshipping the Lord. Another Pandit can bless you with the ecstatic love or bhava, and Nityananda Prabhu can bless you with your rasa, and with prema, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can bless you with your rasa, personal taste of personal relationship with the Lord. So today is Shivas Thakur's appearance day. We will have a class in the evening. We'll have Abhishek in the evening. And afternoon, 5 o'clock, and this is a good day to offer something for the pleasure of Shivas Thakur. Your good rounds, or round, or a name, or a mantra, chanting and asking. It's a good deal. We can try to offer a pure name to Shivas Thakur, saying Shivas. Oh, Shivas Thakur, I want to offer you some pure names. And we can try to direct our Shraddha. I want Krishna Bhakti as my ultimate life goal. I place my trust in Krishna Bhakti as the best process, but also when we try to offer, maybe he will help us to offer the pure name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Shivastakur Kira, Shipanjadatva Kira, Nidai Gaur Brahmanande. Any questions, points, comments? It does sometimes seem like a vicious circle. You cannot be a true devotee. You cannot reach pure devotion unless you give up these material desires and tendencies. Yeah, we hear this. Do you hear this? We hear this. If you are attached, yes. If you pour water while trying to kindle the fire, you know, it doesn't work. Yes, but on the other side, what we hear that without Krishna, without devotion, without the holy name, you cannot get rid of these material desires. So it, you know, it sometimes looks or sounds like catch 22. It goes in circle. But it's not a vicious circle. Sometimes some devotees call it a virtuous circle. Virtuous. It's like the opposite. Because we start where we can. You start anywhere. Either you give up some attachments for Krishna, or you accept Krishna, even if some attachments are there. And it's like walking. You know, it's the same thing as saying that you can, as you walk, you cannot put the right foot in front of the left unless you have put the left foot in front. But the other way around also, you cannot put the left foot in front unless you have put the right foot. So are we stuck? No, all of us are walking. Start from any foot. Start somewhere. And then, you know, little by little, little here, if we accept Krishna a little bit, then we can give up something unnecessary more. If we give something unnecessary, we can accept Krishna more. We accept Krishna more, more taste, we can give up more unnecessary things. So, of course, Vishnachakrati Thakur, so Rupa Goswami starts with Shraddha, Vishnachakrati Thakur gives 14 stages of devotional service, and he starts the first one in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he puts, is Tirtha Nishevana, which has two meanings. One meaning is some service to devotees. So it will be some kind of bhakti mukhi sukriti punya. Or another meaning is visiting the holy places. So these two things give us some extreme good fortune to actually, it offers us a chance for a higher choice. And you know, unless you see devotees, unless you come in touch with devotees, unless you come to the temple, how can we choose something higher? But then here, at least we are offered a choice. Harinam, books, book distribution, devotee association, the temple, the festivals, kirtan, so many nice things. So at least we are offered the choice. And then faith. Faith is certainly not something cheap, because already Shraddha is not material. So already Shraddha is extremely high good fortune. Even to have Shraddha, to have faith in Krishna, is extremely high good fortune. That's a very high blessing. In fact, if you have Shraddha, that already that can give you shelter, very deep assurance that there is a higher meaning, there is a road, and there is a goal. And when one struggles with the concoctions of the mind, it can be very difficult, of course. But where does it start? So, Shachinanda Maharaj likes to gives this etymology of the word Shraddha, saying that Shra and Dha has two parts. Shra is heart, and Dha, giving. Where do you give your heart? So basically, what do you accept as your goal? Absolute truth. Not like my just personal pleasure, enjoyment, but actually the reality, the absolute truth. So that's giving our heart to Krishna. And Krishna is absolute truth. And then from that, he will help. He will help. Giving up concoctions, that's called anartha nivritti. Yeah, these concoctions and whatever, sometimes even just outright garbage in the mind, actually some even problem. I mean, like even sometimes it can be from mind illnesses, from bad habits from before, which are destructive. So these are anarthas, and they are worked through in the process of anartha nivritti. So already with the help of Shraddha. But Shraddha means we have the choice, and we at least accept, okay, I may not know everything, but I want to accept to know the ultimate truth. Not the illusion, but the ultimate truth. And then that's the good beginning which will guide us. So we start somewhere, do a little, make a choice, then we get some mercy, then surrender more, then more mercy. And so it proceeds. Is it okay? Maharaj, would you like to add something to this Shraddha, where Shraddha is coming from? Where faith is coming from?
Because in private gives a different, well, he gives the same definition but different words. So there might be, for instance, he writes in the Krishna book, so the art of focusing one's attention and giving one's love to Krishna is called Krishna consciousness.
The art of focusing one's attention on Krishna and giving him. Giving one's love to Krishna.
That's analogous to Shraddha, which is to give heart.
Give the heart,
Da,
yes.
Means to focus one's attention. And Sad means to give one's heart, give one's love to Krishna. So when we chant Hare Krishna, although it seems like what the Prabhupada said, just chant nicely to Krishna and listen. So that's how we develop
Shraddha. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Something else? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.